I guess the first question is the obvious one. Why are you running?
Yeah, well, I think the key thing is that, you know, I've led a life of service to country that gave me perspectives that most people don't get, having been involved in international and national decision-making and the accomplishment of national and international, both political, diplomatic, and military objectives. That as I looked at the landscape here over the course of the last 5 or 6 years since my retirement, it became pretty obvious to me that, first of all, the experience that I had and the needs of the country, given the political state, both at the national and then here within Texas, that there was a contribution that I could make. And then I started looking at some of the specifics of that and saw the tremendous assault on the American dream. And I figured, you know, hey, look, I am a product of the opportunity that this country provided. And, you know, and I understand the challenges of the middle class and the lower class, and I clearly understand the dynamics at the highest levels of wealth within the country and across this global world, that it became clear to me that I could represent the people of Texas, and I could represent those people that, you know, that segment of society that I came from.
What do you mean when you say the assault on the American dream? What exactly are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the tremendous cutbacks on education, the tremendous difficulties that the middle class and the lower class are having in maintaining living wages because of the state of the economy, I guess you could say disruptive and possibly regressive policies that are being put into place to continue to isolate our minorities. All of that is, you know, I heard a term yesterday that I didn't originate, but a gentleman that I was talking to used was the new segregation in referring to this tremendous assault on our educational system and the crisis that American education is in.
Do you think that's too strong a term, or do you think that gets close to the mark?
I think it's, you know, I haven't had enough time yet to really assess whether that is in fact the case, but I think there is some validity to that. Whether that is right on the mark or not, I'm not quite sure yet. But I think I do know that the effect of the tremendous cutbacks on education that we're seeing are in fact going to create a major problem for the country if we don't provide that opportunity to huge swaths of our society.
Mm-hmm.
These impacts are going to have an effect across national security. It's going to have an effect across our social services and, of course, on the economy also.
Okay.
In broad terms, so there is, I think, at least a level of concern that we ought to have at this point in our history.
Okay. Did you? A lot of that is handled, you know, at the federal level. A lot of it too is handled at the state level. Did you think about state office at all, or did you? Were you always focused when you started thinking about this on federal office?
No, I never really thought about the state level office. I thought that given my experiences over the course of my general officer time that, you know, I had a pretty good understanding of national decision-making, the synchronization and the integration of all of the different elements and how they interface with each other, whether you're talking security issues, whether you're talking economic issues. So to answer your question, no, I mean it was about federal office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell me how you think this race looks. I mean, you know, if you sort of have a narrative of how you think this will go from here to through November, tell me what you think is ahead of you.
Well, I mean, obviously a significant challenge. I mean, there are no rose-colored glasses here about the battle that lies ahead. There's an element of history here that we've got to be very well aware of in terms of Democrats being able to win in the state. But I think there are also opportunities for us at this point in time.
That caught my ear. Tell me why you think a Democrat can win now.
Well, that's where I was headed. I think what you have is going to be a very very tough Republican primary where the eventual nominee is going to have to push the envelope to the right as far as he can to be able to come out of there as winner. And then when you look at the existing environment of the policies that are in place and the state of the constituencies and the electorate and the people of the state, I think there's frustration, I think there's anger, and I think there's a desire for different kinds of independent leadership out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you know, what I think I represent is a patriot that has no political baggage behind him, that has dedicated his entire life to serving America and all segments of our citizenship, and also I think I bring an element of appeal to a very broad spectrum of Texans, to include veterans base, the middle class, the lower class, the Hispanic population, obviously, but also I think there's this leadership quality that that has to be taken into consideration also.
Okay. Do you expect to have a primary? I should say, you, of course, you do a primary, but do you expect to have a primary challenger?
Well, you always have to assume that you will. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, at this point, you know, I can't answer the question. There's still quite a few weeks and months before that determination is made. But you know, I would expect that someone is going to jump in the race.
Mm-hmm. And how does that change your? I mean, you know, as you go on this path ahead, are you raising money with a March race in mind?
No, I don't think it changes the strategy at all. I think you know, we continue to work the fundraising both within the state and across the country to be able to raise the amounts of money that are going to be necessary. Of course, if we have a competitive primary, then that adds significantly greater pressure because of the larger expenditures that we'll have to make during the primary. I mean, the ideal condition would be that we do not have a competitive primary that then allows us to focus resources on the general election, but there's always that possibility, obviously.
Okay. You know, it's a presidential year, and that race often has an effect on the races around it and below it on the ballot. I'm curious how you assess that risk, and, you know, did that influence your decision at all?
No, I don't think the fact that it was a presidential year affected my decision to try to serve. I think clearly it can have an effect one way or the other, and depending on how that race shapes up in the eventual nominees from the Republican Party, I think that, you know, that effect could be you know, assessed as going probably either way.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a huge drain, obviously, in terms of, you know, from a fundraising perspective, there's a competing demand there that clearly impacts on what we do here in the state. But then again, you also have the possibility of being able to leverage and being able to take advantage of some of the complementary races that are being run across the state and across the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me what you're doing now. You've been, you know, you popped your name out, I guess, in June, and been relatively quiet since then, at least, you know, in a press sense. I'm curious, you know, what your plans are.
I think we really started in earnest in our fundraising effort about 5 weeks before the end of the quarter,
mm-hmm.
last quarter. And we're going, you know, pretty aggressively trying to you know, peg aggressively our donors here during this quarter and do an extensive travel schedule that will allow us to have good effect.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you'll see is that I'll be, you asked me what am I doing now in terms of the campaign. I'm working very hard to set up my structures, put my people into place. I'm beginning to speak at different, I have engaged in different parts of Texas up to this point. And I'm putting my, my people into place, a finance director and a couple of different consultants, and looking at setting up a campaign manager, getting him on board as quickly as I can so we can begin to be more aggressive here.